From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilly reporting. President Donald Trump is canceling the last administration's agreement with Cuba. President Donald Trump has begun undoing some parts of his predecessor's historic opening to the island country. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. A Cuban military conglomerate is estimated to control over more than half of the country's economy. In a speech in Miami's Little Havana district, Trump said he took steps toward fulfilling a campaign promise that helped him win last November's election in Florida, where the Cuban-American vote was instrumental in pushing him over the top. A jury in the U.S. state of Minnesota has acquitted a police officer who fatally shot a black motorist during a traffic stop. The small city that employed Geronimo Yanez as a policeman dismissed him immediately after he was found not guilty of second-degree manslaughter. A statement on the city's website said the public will be best served if Officer Yanez is no longer a police officer in our city. The 29-year-old officer has not been on active duty since a shooting last July. Much of the incident in which Philandro Castile, 32, was shot in his car was streamed live on social media. Castile's girlfriend, sitting beside him as Yanez fired 7 shots, said she recorded the video because she feared that she and her 4-year-old daughter in the car's rear seat were in danger. The online retail giant Amazon is buying grocery chain Whole Foods in a deal worth $13.7 billion. This is VOA News.